Daniel Dawes DFW Theater.
I haven't even introduced you yet.
I was cheering for you.
Oh, thanks. It is my podcast. Thanks. Where we talk all things theater. And today I have my first guest on the show. I was going to be one of my best friends, but do I know you? I don't know.
Where am I?
Who are you?
Here.
But a really good friend of mine and someone that I, like, we just immediately clicked, I would say.
Period.
Yeah, that's how it was. But we have Danny Holley. Cheers.
Chaws.
Chaws.
We haven't tried this yet.
Mmm.
I'm gonna drink more of that in a minute. But no, so the reason that Danny is my first guest is because she begged me to.
Hands and knees.
Yeah.
Well.
No, because Danny was there when it like popped into my head and I was like, I need to tell someone about this.
Must. Over three different flavors of souffle?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If you have, this is, they do not sponsor me.
But if you, this is not a sponsored post. Yeah. This is not an ad.
Yeah. But if you have not been to Rise Souffle, there is a location in Fort Worth and in Dallas. Hi, sponsor us. But delicious. Amazing.
It was so good. We had,
like, I felt like Lady Gaga. Talented. Gorgeous. Great. Amazing.
Playing club. Another club. But souffles.
Yeah. No, we did the whole, prefix menu.
So good. Great deal.
Yeah. But not only that, but then we also ordered one of the specialty souffles.
Obviously.
So not only did we have a 3-course marshmallow soup, marshmallow soup, our main.
Which was like a mac and cheese souffle?
No. My main was like a ham and cheese. We got the mac and cheese to share.
We did.
Because we got a third one.
I got the mushroom truffle souffle.
Yeah. And then we each got a dessert.
And it was so good. No regrets.
Yeah,
no raggerts. No go-gurts.
Mm-hmm. Nope, not at all. But we were sitting there, and I was like, I have an idea that I want to put out into the theater world. And what do you think of this? And Danny was like, stupid.
I was like, I left. I said, gotta go.
Yeah, literally, and there I was.
Oh, wow, great idea. Anyway. It was an excellent idea, and yeah. I'm so glad you're doing it, and I'm so grateful and honored to be your first guest on your new podcast.
I know, isn't it? We're going to try to make a vodcast work.
Vodcast.
It might already be out there, but I'm going to make
it. No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Okay, vodcast.
Vodcast.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks.
And saw it here first, because it's a vodcast.
It's a vodcast.
No, but yeah, I was just like spitballing these ideas. Oh, that sounded dirty. I was spitballing these ideas and just, I mean, these ideas. Yeah, thank you. And Danny was like, go for it. Do it. And so I have this awesome team that helps me out that's behind the camera. And they're amazing. I'm not going to say their names because I don't know all of them. So
they're all strangers.
No idea who they are. No. You'll see it in the credits later. We'll do it in post.
Swirls up.
And here are their names now. No, but yeah, and actually, let's backtrack a bit. Danny, we met. Okay, no. I have to tell you something funny. You already know this.
Mom's scared.
You already know this. So, I wasn't sure if I liked you at first, which isn't that the start of all
I get that a lot.
Really good friendships. But can I tell you why?
That's true.
So, I met you a couple times out with Emily, Kate, and Allie.
Yes.
And the...
Which?
Yeah. Love. Girlies.
Shout out.
Yeah. Love them. But we went to... I can't even remember the first place, but the second place was definitely Sambuca. We met each other.
I remember.
You know what I'm about to say?
No, but I remember. Do I?
I don't know.
Keep going.
Okay, good. So, the first time... We met. You're like, oh my god, it's so nice to meet you. And I was like, hi, I'm Daniel. And you were like, that's gonna be so easy to remember. My name's Danny. Oh my god, we're like practically the same name. Second time at Sambuca, you're like, I don't think we've met before. And I was like, I'm
Daniel. That's such an easy one. That's so funny. That's great lore.
I'm Daniel. Your name.
Like, your literal name
Danny.
Is
Danny. And you're like, oh my god, like, yes. Third time. Hi. How do you know Emily? Like, what's your name? And I was like, I'm done.
Done. I'm done. I'm done. Yeah. That is literally my go-to line for anyone whose name is Dan, Daniel, Danielle, Dan, anything. I'm always like, wow, great name. Great name. It's so easy to remember for me.
And she doesn't.
And I don't remember it. I remember nothing. I remember nothing, Jon Snow.
It was just curious. So I remember, like, I even went up to Allie and Emily and was like, I don't think she likes me. I was like, this girl does not like me at all. She
I just try to keep everyone on their toes.
And I was like, I get it. The chubby Mexican in the corner. She's not going to remember him. Right? I think she asked me to, like, refill her sweet tea one time. We were at a restaurant and something. You thought I was a service person there.
I did not.
Yeah, you asked us to bust the tables.
I did not. Can you imagine? Like, this is not an interrogation. I'm like...
Yeah. So this isn't actually a podcast.
This is actually...
I was bringing you here to embarrass you.
I was bringing you here to punch you, kid.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. You've been punked. Yeah. Ah.
So, but, yeah, no. So I met you through them, but we actually awkwardly have a mutual friend.
You sure do. We do.
Awkward. And then, like, I...
You're so right. Oh, my God. Are you okay?
No. And then I want to say that, like, the moment that I was like, oh, she is so cool, was last Christmas.
When I gave you my heart?
But then the very next day.
You gave away.
This year?
Just, I had to really think about that one. Just save me from tears?
I'm going to give it to someone special.
And you should.
Thank you.
You should. But no. So last Christmas. Is it when you came to my apartment?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So I really didn't know you, but I met one of your really close friends.
One of my close friends. No, he. I guess he is. I have to claim him.
Should we say his name? Andrew Kyle Montgomery.
His name is Andrew Kyle. Andrew Kyle.
Yeah, Andrew Kyle.
Drew. Good old Andy. Good old
and,
Drew.
And.
Of literally. And. Rue. Ew. I've literally never called him that in my life. His name's Kyle.
His name's Kyle. But if you Venmo him, it's Andrew
it's
Kyle.
It's Andrew Kyle.
His Venmo is at Andrew. He was doing a gig at Enchant where I was working last year. And we decided. Oh my God, you're a theater gay, I'm a theater gay, let's hang out and be friends.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, I'm actually going over to a party. And I was like...
Let me be clear. Party, meaning five, at most, people in my apartment. And I think I even just texted Kyle and said, come over.
Yeah. Well, valid and true. So anyway, I found out that all of my friends were also going to Danny's house, so it was more than five friends. And I was like, that's so weird. All of my friends are going.
Oh, this night was so, there were so many, this night was layered. Keep going. Yeah.
And then it was sure Daniel can come too.
It was not, I was excited.
No, and it turned out being a great time.
It was so fun. That was also, you know how we sealed the deal? You know you're sealing the deal with me. I guess other people, but like, I sealed the deal by sharing location. And that was the night.
We did.
I said, we gotta. And we did. And here we are.
Yeah. But that's when I knew I would grow to love this white girl. Speaking of white girl.
That's me.
Maybe we'll move on to some singing.
Great.
Yeah, love it.
I'm doing this because every other white girl gets to, so.
That's enough.
It's not simple to say the most day. I don't recognize me at these shoes in this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Oh, it's true, I was never attention sweet. Center, I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy. She's kind. is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through the back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you. You're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two for that girl that I knew, who was reckless just enough, who gets hurt but who learns how to tough it up, and she's bruised and gets used by a man who can love. And then she'll get stuck and be scared of the life that's inside of her, getting stronger each day, till apparently reminds her to fight just a little to bring back the fire in her eyes that's been gone but used to be. She used to be mine.
Yes, white girl.
Voice cracking. So, I think sad I got to sing that song. I've always wanted to, but everyone always does it, which is fine. I think you should sing a song no matter what.
I mean, I thought I was hanging out with Shoshana Bean.
How dare you?
But who hasn't sang that song on that show? I feel like every single girl who has ever played it has gone on Broadway World or whatever that is.
Oh, that
yes, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. They've all done it.
They have. They
like
have.
Everything from Jennifer Nettles to Jordan Sparks.
Correct.
Have done it because they're all beautiful and amazing.
My girl Jordan.
Yeah. Did you see? I actually just saw a post that Sarah Bareilles wants Kelly Clarkson now to play.
That's my eyes are watering. Like, instant, that's the Burleson, our Burleson dream.
Yeah.
Work. Kelly Clarkson has needed to be on Broadway.
She's never done
for
anything.
A while.
Oh my God, the waterworks really are coming.
I love Kelly Clarkson. Yeah. I think she's an angel. And she would kill it.
I don't know
she would
can
kill
act.
It.
I mean, from Justin to Kelly was a little.
But I feel like, I don't know, I think she could. She has so much personality. Have you
she
watched
does,
her
yeah,
talk
no,
show?
I do, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think yeah. It would translate to the
yeah,
stage.
No, I get that.
So
So you're from Burleson?
No.
Oh, it's just you were just happy that
yeah. Oh. For all my Burleson peeps, they know who they are.
Cause there's like five of them.
Correct. And one of them is Kelly Clarkson.
No. Okay, so if you didn't grow up in Burleson, where did you grow up?
I grew up in mainly Plano, I would say. My school was in Addison. I have divorced parents. And my mom was in Addison and my dad was in Plano. As a young kid, we were in Plano, but I'm from, so North Dallas.
Well, then how did you get involved with, cause you were one of Vonda's kiddos, right?
I was. Shout out Vonda K.
Straddle it, girl.
Sorry, you hear that boinking behind that. Anyway, I went to Green Hill School at Addison and, I was actually, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, I was so sporty growing up. I played lots of sports, every sport ever, which is hilarious.
Okay.
But in sophomore year, I was like, all my friends are like doing music and art mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Not that I didn't like art, but, so I joined choir because my friends did. excellent, and alto.
Get it.
And I met Vonda because she was the choir teacher at the time, and she was pretty new. I think I was only her, maybe her first or second class, being at Green Hill. And so I was in choir the beginning of my sophomore year, and then there were the spring musical happened. Hilarious. Guess what? It was in the spring. And all my friends were going to audition for the spring musical. And I was like, I really need my friends. And so I did not go play basketball like I normally did in the spring. I went and played
a role.
We did. It was Little Shop.
Wait, what did you play?
Don't, this is so bad.
Did you do the little Dennis girl?
It's fine. I'll call myself out. And it's not,
you
I
were
was
not
16.
One of the street urchins, were you?
Sure was. They added, actually, because it was three senior girls, all white, don't worry. And they added a fourth one as a sophomore, and my theater director called my character Aquanet. I know.
It's so bad.
I know. I really believe that. Correct. It's so bad.
That is so like tea though, because.
And it wasn't. Let it be known that was not Vonda.
So Vonda would
period.
Never.
She would never.
So my senior year, we also did Little Shop at my little school as well. All three of the urchins were white girls as well.
Yeah. Ah, different time. That would have been my sophomore year was probably like 2000. This is not an excuse, but it was 2008 probably. And so, but I had a great time doing that show. I loved it. It was so fun. But through that, Vonda was like, you need to be, if you're liking it and having fun, doing this, and you should come to, she runs a theater camp and has for forever with Mark Molino, Kelly McCain, a bunch of people who are really, really wonderful. And so I joined that summer. I did my first year at Dallas Young Artists, which is one of the most life-changing experiences of all time. And I did that camp, and brought me into more of my first kind of musicals. Did that camp till I graduated high school. And I kept on, I started auditioning in Dallas professionally, but like I was like, oh my God. My first audition was for Next to Normal at Uptown Players. I remember that. And I was probably actually 16. I don't even remember what I sang. And yeah, that kind of was like got the ball rolling. And
so we can thank Vonda.
We can thank Vonda. Vonda's the best. Vonda's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Sure. Yeah. So did you get into Next Door Normal?
No.
Which I think you would make a great the daughter.
Natalie, yeah, thank you. I would have loved to. I truly believe I can play pretty young. Mm-hmm. I do believe I've aged out. I think it's official.
I don't know.
Wednesday Addams of the.
Maybe of the, Wednesday.
But I think I'm aged. When I think of people in the DFW sphere who could play, there's so many, I think, better choice. Like, no, nothing against me, but better choices for Natalie.
We do have a lot of.
We have a lot of. You know what I mean? Yeah, so, like, why not cast somebody in that? You know, I just don't think you need to be casting me in that role anymore, quite frankly. Yeah.
Would you say that that's still, like, a dream role for you? Or
it's a dream musical, for sure.
Dream musical,
That was my dream role, obviously, I think, age-appropriately, as I was introduced to it. I saw it on Broadway with Marin Macy, which was...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, which was, like... God. Which is...
Oh, so freaking amazing.
So definitely a dream show, and I'm kind of in that weird, awkward age where I can't really play either right now, which is totally fine. So I'm hoping one day I get to play Diana, and that would be... That would be really cool.
I know that you're one of your big dream roles as well, because we talked about it, is a female version of Sweeney Todd.
Yes, period. Yes.
I think that would be, would you also do, would it be roles reversed? Like Mrs. Lovett would be a guy, or would it be?
I don't think I don't have a preference. Mm-hmm. I kind of love, if Miss Lovett is female identifying, I kind of love the queerness of that personally.
Yeah, no.
But.
The musical seems queer.
Yeah, correct. I keep saying period. I promise I have other words.
Period.
I literally have a degree in the English language. Period. I love, like, darkness, broody. I did go through a very heavy goth phase in middle school. And so, Sweeney, I don't know. I've loved the story. I love the music. I love Sondheim. And it's not necessarily even my favorite Sondheim show, mm-hmm. but it, I just think that, I don't know why. I just feel so... attached to that role, and I think it would be so cool as a woman to play Sweeney. I don't know who's brave enough to do it, but someone should.
She's right here.
I'm right here. Right. It doesn't even have to be me. I just think it would be cool. Please
and
make
here's
it be
your
me.
Mrs.
Please
Lovett.
Let it be me. But yes, literally. I was like, please let it be me. No, but seriously, if you're going to do it, please let it be me.
Do you know what? I could see that role as a woman.
I just think it would be, there's nothing that really, like, grounds it in masculinity. Like, it's not, nothing in the script suggests it has to be. There's nothing, I don't know. So
that's an interesting take on it, though. I like that.
I just think it would be really cool.
So, have you auditioned for anything recently or any upcoming projects or anything?
I had my first audition in a while, actually, this past week, which I was just proud. After the pandemic, getting back in those rooms was like a really, it was a challenge.
Taking me time to even think about getting in one.
And I've done a couple, but I moved around a lot through the pandemic, so it was nice to get back. I was just proud of myself for just getting back in the room, and I'm much more comfortable auditioning for plays actually than musicals, oddly enough. And it was a play by Lauren Gunderson, and I love her. But otherwise, over the last 3-4 years, since the pandemic or since I went to grad school, I've been doing a lot more of like the behind the scenes, like curation and kind of like things like this, like this podcast. Like I really love
Vodcast.
I have to Vodcast. Tattooed. And I will. What was I saying?
Things like this. You're behind the scenes.
Thank you. I lost it. It's gone. Choo-choo. Well, bye.
Tried.
I tried. I really like... I swear I'm going to get there.
She got
ding,
it.
Ding, ding, ding.
By George, I think
here's
she got
the thing
it.
About DFW Theater. There's so much amazing talent here, and something I've really... that I love about DFW Theater is so many people are multi-passionate and have so many different talents besides like the clinical formula for success in musical theater or theater. And I love the idea of taking those talents people have and using like what we learn in theater and educational theater and things like that, but like creating other types of expression, because I don't think it should sit in, you show up and you audition and you either get it or you don't, and then you like which that's also great and exercises a great muscle, but I've really enjoyed working with local artists and doing like, I've done a lot of poetry workshops. My grad degree is in creative writing and poetry and playwriting, and so I've done like some writing workshops that incorporate different art things. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so excited about this podcast, because I was like, what a great way to tie in theater with like other talent and like showcasing talent as well, and just celebrating other forms of art.
I mean, that's why I wanted to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of auditions, we're gonna go ahead and take a small little run over to the keyboard so that we can hear your audition.
What about my auditions?
We're only gonna do 4 measures.
No canary.
No, we'll see you in a bit.
That's someone else's joke I stole. This was one of my early 20s audition songs that I pretend like I would still play this role.
I could. She can't.
This is me. I have to pause. This is me doing this because one time, this is a funny story. It's worth it. I did this because one time I played Molly and Peter in the Starcatcher. And that's 13. I was probably 25 at the time. In my literal review, the one sentence about me in the review said, Molly is definitely not 13.
Oh.
And begin. And I may not surf, I may not see France, but I have to know I still have the chance, and maybe I'll make a painful mistake. It's mine though to take or refuse, and all of the doors yet to open, all of the rooms ahead, they're beckoning bright, scary and new. But I'm standing tall and I'm walking through. What's gone may be gone, but I will go on playing dead. It's time to start living the life I never led.
Couldn't hold it.
I'm gonna take a big enough breath. I said.
You make a great nun. But I want none of that.
But I want none of that. That's good.
Thank you.
That's God.
I did not steal it from someone.
I'd be one thing about me, I'd be stealing. Yeah. When, in high school, this has nothing to do with anything. In high school, I was notorious. So, well, people, anyway, in high school, I was notorious for being in a group of people and someone saying anything funny, but they're like shy, but they're funny, but they're shy. And so they'd say it soft. And I would literally say, that was fucking funny. And I'd say it so loud. And everyone would be like, Danny's the funniest person ever. And I would not give them credit. I fully would be like, yeah, look how funny I am. The reactions.
So glad we got Fang from the Addams Family to be part of
the
vodcast for us.
The vodcast.
Okay. So I needed more wine because this is where we get into...
The good stuff.
The spillage of the tea.
The good stuff.
Right, the spillage of the theater. Tea.
The
theater. Tea. I think I've had too much of this wine. No, okay. So, the thing I love about Danny is that... Okay, so I will say, like, you were kind of like an... And you still are, right? This is not past tense, but, like, an icon for me, like, in DFW theater.
Oh, my God.
Like, you were always getting booked, like, all that
good
stuff.
That is literally so funny that you think that... Really? Thank you.
Could be the wine. But.
Could be the wine. Could be got them all.
Could be confused with someone else because I don't know your name.
Just got him. Like, yeah.
Again, part of the roast.
You're so right. I was booked all the time. Ask me how many equity points I had.
How many?
Zero.
Oh, ask me.
How many?
2,000. I'm on insurance now.
Good for you.
Well, I'm not, girl.
Okay. Well. Anyway,
I also have 0 points.
Well, good. Yeah, good. Yeah. Okay. Good. I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I don't care.
Anyway.
I'm not paying.
I don't need that.
So speaking of equity.
Yes.
Tell me you did an equity tour, did you not?
It was non-ec.
It was non-ec? Oh, God.
It was non-equity tour.
Well, thank goodness, because what happened on that tour, girl?
I'm going to spill. But it's about me, so everyone relax. I was on a... This is so funny. I can't believe I'm going to say this. That's fine. I literally don't care.
Have you told, people that were on the... No, everybody
they
knows,
witnessed,
right?
They witnessed it. Who didn't witness it was my director and the producers.
Hopefully she gets hired again after telling this story.
Anyway, I was on a non-equity tour of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I played Dolly. And
for those that don't know the story, Dolly is...
The mentally ill one, the doll. That's literally her problem is that she has depression, which is so funny.
Danny was typecast.
Period. Anyway, and it was also, I was that plus like a puppeteer, which is really cool. I have puppeteering.
Love it.
Anyway. But I played Dolly and it was called a Snowkin, which is what's so funny. But in I just looked like, I always say I look like a Q-tip or a sperm. It was like head to toe white and like I had a hood and you can only see this much of my face.
Sperm. Definitely
it's giving sperm. Why now? Why that sperm? Anyone? Why now? Why this sperm?
That's Keep going!
Okay. Non-equity tour of Rudolph. And so one night we're in Louisville, Kentucky, and we were pretty wild. Like the cast was, first of all, I was on it for 3 years. Free? 3 separate holidays. The most fun I've ever had in my life. I loved being on that tour.
The pictures, I've seen old pictures of it, and it looks like a good time.
It was just a great group of people. It was so freaking fun, and we were pretty off our rockers. I'm just going to be honest. So this was the final year, I guess. And I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and my cousin lives in Louisville. And so after the show, I went out with my cousin while everyone else went out. So I just like, according to the cast, I floated away with my cousin and was never to be seen again. And I was rooming with my friend, Erica. And I'll tell it from Erica's perspective, because I, quite frankly, don't remember. But I do know all I remember from my perspective is I'm with my cousin and we go to this house and I have like a beer. And then I go to this bar and I have like a bourbon and Coke because we're in Louisville, Kentucky. And then we go to this bar and I'm like some meatball pizza giant slice gets put in front of me. And then I remember nothing else. Nothing else.
You got drunk on meatballs?
Always. Anyway, so Erica, the next morning, so cozy and cute in her bed, wakes up and is like, and looks over, and apparently I'm like fully clothed in what I was wearing the night before, like literally like on the bed, just fully like She was like, Danny? And I was asleep, and then she goes to the bathroom. This is gross, by the way, so vomit warning, trigger warning.
Trigger.
Erica apparently opens the door, and, like, you could tell someone had thrown up all over the bathroom, but it was, like, for the most part cleaned up. Because I'm polite. But for the most part, Erica was like, ooh, yikes. And goes back, and she's like, Danny? And then this is my favorite Erica quote. She goes, Danny, it's a puke bathroom. Danny, it's puke bathroom. And I was like, and apparently I shot up and was like, panicked, grabbed my suitcase that was not unpacked whatsoever and walked out the door. And Erica was like, goodbye. Next chapter. I'm down in the lobby. I'm clearly still wasted. And I'm in the corner in this little chair of this hotel. And I'm like, I don't remember any of this. I'm like, they're going to probably like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And we had a matinee in like Alabama. Maybe it was a night show. I can't remember, but we had a show that day, and Erica, sweet angel, is like helping me get on the bus, like get my stuff. And she's like, get to the back of the bus, get to the bunk. And Kyle and Rashawn, my friends, Kyle and Rashawn, are like, get to the back of the bus. And so I get to the back of the bus and I go and lay in this bunk and never to be seen again. Truly. Like we stopped not three, four times. That's an exaggeration, but we stopped and I just never emerged.
How did you not get sick again on the bus? You got it all out, I guess, in that.
Oh yeah. No, I'm good. I can I don't rally, but I'm like, I took care of it. I took care of the business and then we're good. So I emerge. So now we're back to my perspective and I like am in the bunk. I'm like, I wake up and I'm fine. I'm like, oh, we're good. What happened? I don't know, but we're good. And I check my phone and I literally have hundreds of text messages, not hundreds, again, an exaggeration.
Yeah,
I never exaggerate. Probably 30 text messages from Erica. And she's like, I open, she's like, Danny, wake up. I go, what? And I walk out and Erica's like, get on your Facebook. And I went, what? She goes, and I look at my Facebook and I have shared I'm talking like 7 years prior. I went to theater camp with this little random person and I had gone back through their profile photos, just scrolling. So I haven't talked to them in 7 years, went to like the furthest, one of the further profile photos, shared it to my Facebook page with, we call it Mpupatee. It was like Mmpptee, and like shared it. And I woke up to that and Erica's like, you have to delete this. And I was like, you're so right. And so I deleted it and I checked my messages and I had to message this girl and be like, hey. So sorry about that. No one ever found out. I won't name names, but someone also during this tour had to get carried out of a bar in Nashville, Tennessee, like by hands and feet, get carried out of a bar and lost their keys and wallet. Won't name names. It was a wild time. Director never found out. I did the show flawlessly, obviously. It was also I could tell so many stories from this tour, but that was the really big one that was really funny. And if anyone wants the proof of the Facebook post, I do have screenshots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a lot to unpack.
That was a lot to take in for me.
There's a lot to unpack.
Speaking of a lot, you know where I'm going with
this. I know where I'm going with this.
Because this person is a lot.
Yes.
And, but she's also one of our, she's a local favorite. but she is a lot. And Danny got to experience a lot of her one day. Tell us about a masterclass that you went to.
Am I allowed to name the name? Should I?
We'll bleep it out if not.
We'll bleep it out. We need to check with our legal team. But I will say the name.
And speak right into that camera.
And I will. I took a masterclass with that's not her middle name.
Well, we've said it 50 million times now, so don't know if we can bleep it out now.
I took a masterclass with
Oh, we're getting the fingers from behind the camera, so.
I took a masterclass and I had to have been 21 or 22, very young. Paid for myself, was very excited. I went to UNT at the time, and I'm infamous for that time in my life in DFW because, not to be Debbie Downer, but I was dating like an atrocious person at the time. So anyway,
we've all been there
and it was like a really bad time and like drama and whatever. So I was going through, I was still with that person and was going through a lot, and there was this whole back, which it doesn't even, the whole point of the story is that it doesn't matter what was going on in my personal life outside of this masterclass. So I'm in this masterclass, it's like day three or whatever, and what's hilarious is that I'm singing Life I Never Led as my cut.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
We just did that song.
Oh my God.
I mean,
wild.
What?
And I go up and I sing it, and then she was really good friends with someone who took her masterclass all the time, who was a classmate of mine, who was not my biggest fan, and apparently spilled all my tea to so thought it was appropriate in front of everyone's class to air my tea in front of everyone to use it as motivation / get on to me about it, like telling me like I suck and should leave this man, which is not what you tell someone in that type of situation.
She
right?
has no business with your memories.
I've gotta go. So, which is like, okay, that's like the boo part. This is when it gets funny. So I, being the little rat punk teenager, not teenager, I was 21, I was like, I'm not coming to this class ever again. I'm not paying my final installment, which was maybe a couple $100, like something, whatever. But I was so mad I didn't go back to the master class. In my brain, I'm like, honestly, yeah, I was 21. I was a child.
Either. If she was like airing your drama in front of everyone in this masterclass,
it was horrid.
Instead of actually letting you sing and do the masterclass,
I'm like, that's not the. No, it was just the whole thing was rotten. Yeah. Rotten. Anyway, what's hilarious was that because I stopped showing up, didn't pay this thing, and I'm at work, and my boss comes back and goes, "There's someone on the phone for you," and I was like, "Who?" And long story short, had her assistant. Like full dog the bounty hunter me. Like calling my place of work, called my mom on her cell phone and said, your daughter is a delinquent. She owes this much.
For not paying a couple.
For not paying $200 because you're a fucking.
Did Broadway not pay enough?
Period. But that is a true story. And can you bleep out this?
And I have no business hearing this tea, but I cannot wait to share it. You're gonna say it. I love it. I'm just gonna be there with
anyway,
the bleep
that
button.
Was like, yeah, it was. It's pretty funny when you have a full-grown 40-something-year-old assistant. I shouldn't actually judge her age, but she was probably.
I was gonna say.
I would have guessed in her 40s.
Us in like 20 years being assistants.
Quite frankly, literally hunting down at 21. Where do you get off? Oh my God, they're just obsessed with me. I understand.
Not with the Tony.
They were just really. Anyway.
So, that's one of my favorite stories, though. Is because I think that is just hilarious that this Broadway star had to hunt you down for a couple hundred.
A 21-year-old, because I sang 16 bars of Life I Never Led. What are you doing?
Actually,
with
I would
your
hunt
time?
You down for some money, too, after the way you just sang it.
Quite frankly, yeah. You should have heard the auditions? The rehearsals.
Their auditions. You should have heard their auditions.
Anyway, that's a pretty funny story. It's one I keep with me, and every time her little face comes on Law & Order SVU, I'm like,
stop.
It might be SVU. It's one of those, though.
I literally think she's on one of them all the time.
Period. Yeah.
But good for Broadway actors getting on Law & Order.
No, that might be a dream role, is just being on Law. I think she...
Like a dead body?
Olivia Benson is like everything to me. That's very Taylor Swift to me. I would name my cat Olivia Benson as well.
Would you really?
Yes, period.
Would you say that Law & Order is one of your passions?
Law and Order. Maybe not so much Order, but Law for sure.
Speaking of passions, I'm really excited about something that you have recently started in your personal life as well.
Yes.
Tell us about...
Like, what have I done? What have I done, sweet Jesus? What have I done?
Tell us about your photography.
Speaking of other, like, art forms that incorporate aspects of what you learn in theater, I started a photography company with my pal. We're called Boy Howdy Co. It's been really fun. I actually did, that was my first career choice was photography. I was going to be a photojournalist until I found theater, until Vonda K. Bowling.
Thanks a lot, Vonda.
Said, no, you're not. So I've recently got back into it and it's been really fun. I really enjoyed it. And I don't even know. Check us out at Boy Howdy.co is on Instagram. And we have a website up. It's just not very good right now, but it's, you can find it. Someone find it and like message us, which I was like, we made it. But that's just boyhowdy.com.
For that
literally, she's like, listen, punk.
I found you,
Miss Nobody. Yeah, but it's been a really fun. We take our eagers with me is to do a lot of traveling and like elopement and adventure photography. But we're local to Fort Worth, Dallas area, and so we do like event photography, we do portraiture, we love to travel. We're going to Marfa in July. What literal month is it? January. And yeah, we're just trying something new. And he's been a photographer for a really long time, and I'm just jumping into it.
Yeah, I'd love to do a boudoir session.
Oh, but yeah, we do be doing that. You'll be seeing some spicy stuff. You go to our Instagram. Oh, but you should.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I love it.
Just do it. No, cool. Yeah, no, I'm super excited about your photography.
Yeah, thanks.
Adventure, and I think that's going to be tons of fun. The photos look amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, we're working really hard on it right now.
Everything
that
you've put out there. But no, I want to thank you for your time today, though.
Thank you.
I know. I've had a blast. I think that this has been, you know, just a like passion project for me and a love project, and I'm glad that you're a part of it. And
I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
You know, sat on this, I was going to say couch. We're not on a couch. But on a seat next to me.
On a cushion.
On a cushion.
I've subscribed, I've shared.
All of the above.
Everyone else should too. I'm very excited for you and I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks. Yeah, and make sure you check us out. We're going to be at Daniel Does DFW, and that'll be on Instagram, the TikTok, all of the above, any social media. And of course, you're watching this probably on YouTube. So that's where you can find all of our podcasts as well. And of course, we're going to do the Facebook page, all of that. But it'll be down in the link with this. So make sure you check that out. Once again, one big hand for Danny. But we are going to close out this podcast with one more song to have some fun with. And I think we're going to have a good time with it. Do you know the song?
My Baby by Little Romeo? Yeah.
Let's find out.
Wow. This is my sweet spot song. And I love this artist because my mom, this is what I grew up on, pretty much. Divorce.
Divorce.
I want you to know that I'm happy. Version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure you'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave and we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be your wife. And every time you speak his name, does she know how you told me you want me until you? Till you die, but you're still alive, and I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away. It's not there to remind me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You seem very well. Things look peaceful. I'm not quite as well. I thought you should know. Did you forget about me, Mrs. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner. There was a slap in the face. How quickly I was replaced. And are you thinking of me when he fucks you? Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be your wife. No, and every time you speak his name, as you know, and he told me you want me till you die, but you're still alive, and I'm here to remind.
Divorce. I feel like Lady Gaga. Talented, gorgeous, great, amazing.